What's up, world? Back again here. No hooks for the Hip Hop Chronicles. WEAA 88.9 FM. I'm Jared Ball. Professor David Barney's with me. Dr. Kenneth Shockley's in the building. And DJ Mike Nice is on the other side of the glass. And we are continuing our conversation with journalist and author Erica Blount Danois about her new piece in The Root. Hashtag rally for peace. Question mark. Baltimore needs a rally for its youth. Talking about Prince's show here. And just before Professor Barney gets into this mix here, Erica, I wanted to ask you, we mentioned in the last segment about where all this money is going and it being generated, that is being generated. What have you learned about at least what is being said about where some of this money is going?
Well, on the ticket, it actually says that there will be a partial donation to OSI, which is Open Society Institute in Baltimore, and partial donations from the proceeds from the concert. So one of the community groups here, Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, had posted an open letter to Prince on their website saying, basically, don't give to the nonprofits because they're not going to see the money.
Right.
And so, you know, who knows?
And there is concern there, and I would agree with their concern. I mean, there are a lot of reports about what percentages of money donated to nonprofits actually reaches the people in need. We certainly know at least a little bit, and should know a little bit, about George Soros, who runs Open Society Institute as the liberal wing of the global ruling elite, that this is not some sort of radical revolutionary fund being developed here. As good as Prince may be trying to be, and as much as those of us love him want him to be, even those of us who step out on limbs and make ourselves more unpopular by taking Prince's side in the Prince versus Michael Jackson argument, like I suffer greatly over that, and I stand firm on it. But he's making
it a hard debate.
It is a hard debate. But look, just look. Songwriting, Prince. Musicianship, Prince. Dancing, maybe
Michael.
Okay, I'll give you that. But in terms of songwriting and in terms of musicianship, Dr. Shockley's saying I lose it. See, that's what I'm saying. I take this unpopular argument from my man.
That's painful.
And it pains me that he might be messing up here a little bit with the money he's raising, you know. But David, you had a question you wanted to raise.
I just was looking at the at Baltimore City, you know, in the wake of everything that's going on, Baltimore's created this this one Baltimore campaign. I just found out about it. I don't know if anybody else knows about it, but it was kind of stealth into what was going on. But I'm going to read this right from the website, from Baltimore City's website. It just says, in the wake of the recent painful events that occurred in Baltimore, they established a Assist Residents in Need program, a collaborative effort of leaders, community organizations teaming up together to strengthen neighborhoods and restore damaged businesses and homes. And, you know, Erica, in regards to your article, I think it was a quote in there where there are 900 youth on the waiting list of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And so, you know, programs like this, and they have a section here where you can donate, be involved, or whatever. You know, I mean, does this work? Do we need more leaders? Do we need more people to get involved rather than just talking about it? You know, let's be about it. I mean, what needs to happen right now? I mean, this is
especially when, as you said in the last segment, as you wrote in your piece, $324.9 million going to law enforcement since 2013. Yeah. Where is anything approaching that coming for these kids?
For the kids, right. And not only that, you know, they spent...
Well, for these Morgan State professors.
There you go. Hey, there you go, right? do you know they spent $1,200 per police officer and National Guardsman to be out here per person?
Really?
Where did that money come from? Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So, wow.
Anyway, Erica, go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, there are plenty of great community groups that are, you know, working directly with youth in the city. And, I mean, really, really... smart and politically active, you know, taking the kids to Annapolis and, you know, having a debate team. They have Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle have a fantastic debate team and a camp that they have during the summer, you know, all kinds of programs in the city. So I think, you know, it's just a matter of leadership, like their priorities. Like you said, you know, $300 million towards police, like they could easily fund any of these programs that are really, you know, struggling. Like, you know, they get donations from people here and there, but it's not like it's you know, supported wholeheartedly by the government. So it's a question really of leadership, because the kids are taking the lead, which, you know, a lot of youth advocates are like, why are these kids the ones that are, you know, without any kind of support, why are they the ones having to be on the front lines, basically?
I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, the state, meaning not just the state of Maryland, but the state, nationally speaking, itself as a structure should be doing the work that Prince is trying to do, or these kids are trying to do, or that any of us are trying to do. We shouldn't have to be fighting we shouldn't have to fight the mountain of state-sponsored support for the opposition, so to speak, and that's
yeah.
unfortunate. But look, go ahead, Erica, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's interesting, you know, we're in D.C., right?
We're in Baltimore now.
Oh, we are, okay, yeah. Okay. Because I just, you know, it always just makes me think of how much Marion Barry did for, young people, for elderly people, and how he was able to do it. Like, mm-hmm. it really is... You know, the mayor, the governor, like, I don't understand where the, you know, who's dropping the ball exactly in Baltimore where, I mean, I guess Marion Barry took, you know, risks in order to do that.
Well, I mean, but I think broadly speaking, the point, I think, since we have to wrap it up anyway, the point that I would like to leave us with is that Mayor Barry in D.C. was the extension of a movement. He was the culmination of an actual movement that pushed him in there and sort of almost made him do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to be looking at. If the kids could uprise for one day, 2 weeks ago, and get this much of a response, imagine what happens if that's organized and sustained over months and years even.
Yep.
Maybe then that $300 million gets put where it's supposed to get put.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Erica, I want to thank you very much for joining us, and we want to let folks know that her piece, Rally for Peace, that she wrote for The Root, subtitled Baltimore Needs a Rally for Its Youth, can be found again at The Root. But more importantly, I think Erica Blount Danois and all of her work can be found at ericablount.com. That's ericablount.com. And you can learn more about her award-winning journalistic career and writing and much more there. Erica, thank you for joining us at No Hooks.
Thank you. And I want to come back for the Michael Jackson Prince.
Oh, we're going to have to do that. In fact, we are going to have to schedule that. We're going to have to get DJ Mike Nice to bring up the music. We might have to just do a whole special thing on that and get a whole bunch of people involved in that. Because I will prove my case. No, anyway, for Dr. Shockley, Professor Barney, for Mike Nice on the other side of the glass, I'm Jared Ball. This is No Hooks, part of WEAA's Hip Hop Chronicles. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. 88.9 FM. Peace if you're willing to fight for it, everybody.